Today I'd like to talk to you about the inspiration of Scripture and how important it is to our understanding of God and to our faith. First of all, I'd like to read to you from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 17. This is written by the Apostle Paul to Timothy, a young pastor. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Now, this is the only place in the New Testament where it tells us that Scripture is God-breathed or inspired. Sometimes it's translated both ways, but the actual Greek is God-breathed. What I want to bring out here is that the word Scripture itself is only used to talk about the words of God. It's not talking about any generic words, any words of man. Scripture is only used, the Greek word graphē, is only used for the words of God. So it's not the only place. Anytime that we're told about Scripture, and there's many, many passages, both in the Old and the New Testament, that mention the word Scripture and how God has fulfilled Scripture. Now, why is it important to us that Scripture is God-breathed? In other words, why is it important to us that the Bible is the authority or holds the authority of God's Word? And the reason for that is, if the Bible is not God's authority, if it's just written by man, then it holds no authority over us. And that's one of the struggles we're running into today in the church. There are people who don't like some passages, and you'll hear comments like, "Well, the Scriptures only mention six times in the New Testament, or six times in the Bible, that homosexuality is a sin." Well, how many times does God have to say something before it becomes a sin? Or people will say, since there's only six verses, we'll just not pay attention to them. Well, okay, you don't want to pay attention to those six verses. What about the next time you don't like something or aren't comfortable with something that the Bible says? And you say, well, we won't pay any attention to those. And you just keep going, and the struggle that you run into is eventually, what do you believe? If you throw out one verse because you don't like it, then you become the authority. And the problem is, we are not the authority. In today's society, they've come up with this idea that you can come up with your own truth for yourself. Well, that's ridiculous. I know in my life, things have changed constantly in what I believe and what I understand. When I was a child, I thought of things in certain ways and thought that I was capable of doing things. We've all put a cape on our back when we were a little child and believed we could actually fly. We've thought we could go out in the backyard and we could camp in the wilderness. There's just to say that we understand, and as we get older, we change. We look at things differently. We see things differently. Before we have children, we look at life differently. After we have children, we see things differently. Truth must be a constant for it to be useful for us. Truth can't be something that's continually on the move. How in the world can you hit a target that never stops? To continually try and find a truth that keeps moving is ridiculous. Yet that's what society is telling us today, that, well, Scripture isn't inspired by God, therefore we can pick and choose what we want to believe from it. The problem with that is, if we do that, who gets to decide what we pick and choose? Who gets to decide what we believe? Who gets to decide what is Scripture, what is from God, and who gets to decide what gets thrown out? We need to understand that as Christians, the Bible is our ultimate authority. It is God's Word. It is God-breathed. And in the idea of God-breathed, it brings into understanding the same thing that we see in Genesis in the first two chapters when it says God created everything. Because in the Hebrew it says that God breathed the Word and it came into being. We have God the Creator, God the breath, which is the Holy Spirit, and God the Word, which is Jesus Christ, which we find in John, in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. So we have the whole understanding of God, and we have it here again in Scripture, that God's Word is God-breathed through the Holy Spirit, and we are given the help of understanding, since the Holy Spirit is active in the Word of God, in the creation of the Word of God, in the creation of Scripture, and we as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, have been given the Holy Spirit. It's like God gives us the ability to understand His Word. Now, some things we have to struggle with because they don't necessarily fit with the way that we look at things. But the reality is, if Scripture and us don't agree, then Scripture isn't what needs to change. We are. Our thinking, our understanding needs to change to follow God's Scripture. Society certainly can't interpret Scripture for us because society has changed so much over the centuries, yet God's Word has remained constant. And we need to continue to make sure that we believe God's Word is inspired by God, given to us to help us understand how we should live. If we don't believe that, then what do we have to stand on? What does our church stand for if it doesn't stand on Scripture? It stands for somebody in society, somebody in leadership in the church trying to tell us what we should or should not believe, and 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road, somebody else is going to come along and tell us, no, that wasn't right, now we need to believe this. But with Scripture, you don't have that. You have Scripture is inspired for God, by God, for us, and it has not changed. If you don't believe that Scripture is inspired by God and that it is there for you, as it says here, as Paul says to Timothy, for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. That's what Scripture is for. If you don't believe that, then you truly can't call yourself a Christian. You may be somebody who is leaning towards God, but a Christian is a disciple of Jesus Christ who strives to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And I really can't understand how you can be a follower of Jesus Christ if you're the one making decisions. The one following is the one who goes by what the leader says. Jesus Christ is our leader and our director, the one we're to follow. We're not in charge. So we don't get to decide what Scripture is inspired, what isn't inspired, what is right, what is wrong. We are to accept God's Word as the inspired Word of God. That means we're going to struggle with some things. It means it's going to be hard to understand some things. But we continue to struggle with it. That's what we're called to do. And we have the Holy Spirit to help us to understand. So when we struggle with the scripture, when we struggle with what it says, then we have the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us and to help us to understand what it is God is trying to teach us. I think one of the most important things for the church in this time in our history is to understand and to go back to really living as if the Bible is God's inspired word and that it's there for us to help us understand how we can live out our Christian life in everyday life. Thank you.